Well, this gospel is always a roller for me. It starts off on such a high note because it tells us that Jesus is going to come back one day and fix the world. He'll sit on his throne, surrounded by angels, and everything will be made perfect again, just like it was in the beginning. And each of God's people will be rescued and gathered around, just like Ezekiel said. The lost ones, the stray ones, the injured ones, the weak ones. That sounds awesome. But in fact, it's even better than that, because all of the nations are gathered, all of them, all of the people. And that is exactly what Israel was called to do, to bring the Jews and the Gentiles and everybody else together before God. So it does sound like everything works out in the end. And if I'm being honest, it's really great because it sounds like all the good things I've done will finally be recognized. It is icing on my proverbial cake. Except, not everyone makes the cut, apparently. The sheep and the goats get divided, and that is both disturbing and a bit foreign of an idea to us. But that image would have made perfect sense in first century Palestine. Shepherds would let the sheep and the goats graze together during the day, but would then separate them at night because the goats were more sensitive to the cold and they had to go somewhere warm until the next day. It wasn't always easy to tell the two apart either, because these were not the fluffy white sheep that you see on mattress commercials. They were actually kind of the same color as goats. And so it took more than a casual glance to figure out which was which. And it's usually at this point of the roller coaster ride when I am really glad that I'm a sheep and not a goat. I mean, after all, I spend a lot of time in church. I give of my time and my money. I do good things. I think I'm generally a nice guy. If I'm not, don't say anything. But here's the thing. There's plenty of times I've walked right by somebody on the street who was hungry. There have been plenty of strangers I didn't welcome, sometimes right here in this building. Fortunately, I don't think I've ever run into somebody naked who needed clothing, but I fail on almost all of the others with some regularity. And then Jesus says, I might as well have done those things to him personally. I don't know about you, maybe this just says more about me, but by the end of the story, I am left to wonder if I might not just perhaps be a goat who knows how to make baa sounds sometimes. And if this passage were all we had of the Bible, if it's all we knew, we would be left to think that the final judgment will be a simple balancing test. The good weighed against the bad. If you've been mostly good, congratulations, you're a sheep. Welcome to paradise. If you've been mostly bad, unfortunately, you get an eternity in hell with all the other goats. How can we celebrate today the majesty of a judge who's like that? Well, I offer you two answers. The first is a reminder that Jesus is not asking his followers to do anything that he didn't do himself. Sure, yeah, we have some of his sermons where he told people to go out and do good things, but really, we have way more passages where he did them himself. He didn't just talk about them. And the second answer is perhaps another reminder we need today. We do not need to earn our way into heaven, nor can we. The Bible is pretty clear that we are not saved by our good works. We are saved by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ. It's among the most basic principles of our theology, that God does not weigh our actions, but instead sees us through the perfection of Christ. And that can only be called grace if it is undeserved. And so the sheep cannot be chosen because they're perfect or even good. In fact, I would suggest the best way to read this story is the other way around. The sheep are not sheep because they do good deeds. They do good deeds because they are sheep. In other words, if we truly believe that God loves us so much that Christ took on human flesh, died for us, and was raised far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, if we really believe all that, we cannot help but be changed. We love as we've been loved. Or as Ezekiel will put it in a later chapter, we cannot help but have our hearts of stone replaced with hearts of flesh. And I think when Jesus says that whatever is done for the least of his family is done for him, it means that not only our hearts break for the poor and the oppressed, God is right there with them, not reigning from on high, immune to all the messiness of this life, but in the middle of it, in the laughter and the tears, in the triumph and the agony. Truly Emmanuel, God with us. But then my roller coaster keeps going, because it means that we don't have to waste time trying to figure out if we are sheep or goats. We don't have to worry about it. If you want to be a sheep, you just decide to be a sheep. And you act like a sheep. All it takes is faith and an honest desire to live the way God intends. And no, of course, we're not going to get it right all the time. That's why there's grace and mercy. That's what Jesus came for. There is one last implication of this thought process, and I left it for last quite intentionally. Because if we decide we want to be sheep, if we want to be followers of King Jesus, it's only natural that we would want to tell others and turn them into sheep as well. Because the life of a goat is not really living. Now I know, the word evangelism tends to evoke gasps of terror in Episcopal churches. Some of you would just happen to go to the restroom right now and not come back for a few minutes. But it doesn't have to be scary or pushy or difficult. This week, we will celebrate the feast day for St. Andrew. And if you remember, early on in the gospel stories, John the Baptist introduced Andrew to Jesus. So what did Andrew do? Did he go out and plant a church? Did he print some pamphlets? Did he go knocking on every door in his neighborhood? No. He went to his brother Peter and said, "Hey, come meet this guy I found." Because that is what sheep do. We gather around our shepherd and we listen for his voice. Amen.